Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
It's the Bert Show.
Natalie, we got to make sure the voice disguiser is set for Ashley and set real good because
she's set real good.
set real strong because she doesn't think that her dad is her birth dad or knows her dad's not his
birth
dad.
Wow, and he doesn't realize it either.
Mm-mm. Hey, Ashley, welcome to the Bert Show.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
When did you find out this information?
And how?
I found out on Wednesday, actually this past Wednesday, and it's a really long story, but my mother is not the sanest person, but apparently she let it slip to my younger sister, and she happened to be angry with my mother and told me on Wednesday.
Okay, start over a little bit.
Yeah.
Yada, yada, yada,
and that's not my dad.
Yeah. So how old are you?
I'm 30.
You're 30 years old, and you have a sister?
I have two sisters. I have an older sister who me and her have the same dad, same mom. My younger sister, we have same mom, different dad.
Okay.
And it was, my mother's been married like 5 times. So I have multiple stepdads and all that sort, which she's told some of my stepdads, you know, that my dad is not my dad as well. And I mean, it's always been an ongoing joke where my sisters have always said that I'm the milkman's baby because I don't look like anybody in my family. And my dad is Hispanic, and I am the palest person that you will ever see. And I have blue eyes. Nobody in my family has blue eyes. I'm just completely different. And so,
well, you know, but my brother and sister, I was the only blonde in my family. And so I, you know, my brother and sister, you know, wouldn't give me crap because I look different. And,
right.
You know, and it wasn't true.
How did it come up between
as
your
mom? That as far as I know, wait a second.
How did it come up between your sister and your mom?
Actually, it was one of my stepfathers who told my sister. He's the one who raised my younger sister. Her dad wasn't in the picture. And so he raised my sister, and he let it out one day, and she questioned him about it. And then she went to my grandmother, and my grandmother confirmed it. And then she went to my mother, and first my mother denied it, and then she came back and said that it was true.
Wow.
That she didn't want me to know, and that she would take it to her deathbed, that I would never find out. And it just so happened that my sister's upset with my mom about something, so she told me.
Wow. Okay, wait. Let me just get this straight. Your mom's had 5 different husbands, but all of a sudden she's worried about you thinking that you had a different dad. Like, I don't understand why the secret in the first place. If she's had 5 different husbands and your younger sister's from a different father, why keep the big secret going?
I guess at the time she was still trying to stay with my father, which, regardless of anything, he's my dad and will always be my dad.
Right. Right.
But,
I'm sorry.
She, I guess, was trying to stay with him and didn't want, I don't know. And she told my sister that she went to this guy who's supposedly my biological father and told him, and he said that he didn't want to have anything to do with her or me, which my mother wouldn't know the truth if it were written out in front of her and all she had to do was read it. So, my sister doesn't, I haven't been able to confront my mother with it because my sister is worried about my mother getting mad at her and doesn't want to be thrown underneath the bus. So, it's kind of like I'm stuck and don't know what to do, you know. I don't want to tell my dad because, you know, I know he's not going to, it's not going to change his love for me, but still, I don't know.
How old is your little sister?
She's 25.
Who caused all this drama?
Melissa rolling her eyes at sister and sister.
She found out from a stepdad.
Now, I don't, I know, but
right,
I'm not.
But I'm saying that in anger, she told.
She didn't have to tell.
She didn't have to tell, but doesn't.
It's still our caller, fault.
Yeah, Ashley, I think our caller deserves to know the truth about her real dad. It's not the younger sister's.
And I'm uncomfortable with the term real dad. Her real dad is the
birth,
guy that raised
dad.
Yeah, her
right.
biological
You're right.
father. Because her right. real dad is the one that has been there for her through her years and has loved her through this. So,
do you wish you had never found out, Ashley?
I actually do because, I mean, I'm like torn. I'm in a place right now, you know, I have a daughter and I'm in a place right now where, you know, I've had a lot of medical problems. Mm-hmm. I've had 10 surgeries in the past 3 years. And wow. I wonder, you know, and my mother has known all this, you know, is it something having to do with that side of the family?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have no idea. And I don't know why she would keep this.
Well, she doesn't know because he didn't want to have anything to... I mean, it's not as if she could get the information because it sounds like your biological father didn't want to be involved at all.
Well, see, that's the thing, though, is like I said, my mother wouldn't know the truth if it was written on a piece of paper. I don't know how much truth there is to that. I think that's her trying to shed good light on her that the reason she did it is because he didn't want to have anything to do with me. Really feel like I'm starring in a really bad Lifetime movie being produced by Jerry Springer.
There is no bad Lifetime movie. Are you silly?
And I don't think it would be Jerry Springer. I think it would be Maury Povich. She's the one who does all the dad things.
Paternity. He has the market on paternity.
Believe it or not, you are not the only Bird Show listener going through something like this. Hey, Sherry, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey.
How is everyone this morning?
Good.
We're good. Better than Ashley.
Ashley, don't feel bad, honey. You are not the only one in this world who has had difficulty determining who they are because of a lack of knowledge. Just know you are who you are. It does not matter who you came from. You will get past it. It might take you a little while. It would help, I think, if you could actually, you know, at least meet your real father. Turns out my dad was a wonderful, wonderful man. And I did not know him. I did not know of him until I was, 23, 24. I'm 46 now.
Wow.
Wow.
It gets easier. It truly does get easier. But I understand looking in a mirror and thinking, where did the color of my eyes come from? Why is my skin tone so different from everybody else's? Mm-hmm. I was my mother's oldest. My father's youngest, and I was raised in the middle of six. That's confusing as all get out.
Well, Ashley, do you think your mom knows who your biological dad is?
I have his name.
You do? Okay.
And I know where he lives, which is, you know, I'm not from Georgia. I grew up in New York. But he lives, and that's where my dad still lives, and this man lives about 30 minutes from where I grew up, where my dad lives right now.
Wow. So I really do think that you need to say something to your mom.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, despite your sister being mad at you and that kind of thing, I think you gotta put it out in the open.
Well, one of my stepdads did tell me that he didn't care if I told her. He was the one that told me because he said, "What is she going to do? I'm already divorced from her, so it's not like she can make my life any worse." So, I mean, I can do it without calling my sister out.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm confused to a point where I don't know. Number one, I still don't know how to process everything. And number two, I don't know if I want to contact this man to find out if he knew about me because it could go two ways. He didn't, and then he wants to be a part of my life, and then I have to tell my dad. That way he doesn't find out in some messed up way. Or the second scenario is that it was true and that he didn't want to have anything to do with me, and then I have to kind of work in that rejection as well. So I don't know.
But the thing is you're already in too far. That would have been fine if you never knew.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But now I feel like you've got so much information, you got to do something with it.
Here's a perspective from the dad's point of view. Hey, Nick, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. And it's a great show. But
Thank you.
I have a I have a child who is not biologically mine, mm-hmm. and I've raised her basically since she's been born, and she lives with me. I'm currently divorced, mm-hmm. and I've been aware that she's not my child all along. I've treated her as my own. I have other children who are biologically mine, and I think her dad, whether he is or he is not her dad, he has the right to know, and it's not going to change the way he cares about her, you know, in any perspective.
Yeah, and I feel that that is your child. You know,
exactly is. That's my daughter.
Yes.
She is darker skin color than the rest of us. Mm-hmm. She looks different, but she's my daughter. I don't care what people say when they walk down the street.
Yeah, my feeling about that is, yeah, I mean, whoever gives you love and support is your family, you know? So,
correct.
But I understand the importance of, I mean, I have a friend who is one of my good friends that I grew up with was adopted. The only reason he cared at all, like you mentioned earlier in the call, is maybe for, you know, medical reasons. But
he's
as far as he was concerned, and yeah, that his family was his adopted family. That was his family. You know what I mean? So, but I think that you're trying to protect your sister, you're trying to protect the stepdad, you're trying to protect your mom. This is your life and your journey, and you need to know this. And I agree with Jen mm-hmm. that you need to speak up. I don't care who gets mad because this involves you.
Yeah.
Quit protecting everybody.
Exactly.
Hey, we have this another call we have to take on the voice disguiser. Liz, you're talking to Ashley.
Hey, guys. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
Fine. Hey, Ashley, I'm 38, and 2 years ago, I just found out that the man that I grew up believing my biological father was not. And it was during a phone call after probably a 15-year search that I made to him. And, you know, he's just like, hey, something I got to tell you, I'm not your dad. So I completely understand and empathize with your feelings on wanting to know who you are, because I was always so different from my other family members. Just be wary and kind of think about the relationship that you have with your mother. Only because when I confronted my mother, it did not go well, and we actually haven't talked in about 2 years.
So oh, no.
Be prepared for that adverse reaction, because it was such a defense mechanism, I think, for my mother, because I had found out this secret that had been harbored for all these years. So just take that in consideration when you're, you know, going through all these thoughts and questions in your mind.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Wow. That's heavy.
Do you have the calls or the thoughts that we've shared with you changed the direction? Did you have a direction before you called us, or were you completely?
I'm completely, I guess, lost in that. You know, I'm not worried about my mother getting mad at me at this point, because, you know, she would not cut ties with me, because she always has to be in the middle of everything, and our relationship is not good anyway. You know, I've always been closer to my dad, and the only person out of this whole thing that I'm worried about hurting is him. Because mm-hmm. I'm sure that I'm going to be the one that has to tell him. Mm-hmm. And I just don't want to hurt my dad. But I mean, I'm confused because, you know, I want to know who this other man is. I want to know if I have siblings. I want to know all of that. But then I know that if I pursue that I have to tell my dad.
Definitely.
And then, you know, it's going to hurt him. And I mean, it's not going to change anything. I mean, he's raised me for 30 years, and he's my dad, and he's been there for everything. And I know that that's not going to change everything. He might get really mad at my mom, and that would be...
Seems like everybody takes a turn getting mad at your mom,
yeah,
so I wouldn't worry about that.
Yeah. Not very
close. We definitely keep Tracy posted as to what you do and how it goes.
Yeah.
Okay. And
good luck.
And I'm sure we'll all get emails about this,
yeah.
or, you know, people who couldn't get through, or people who wanted to wait till they got to work to put their thoughts down. We'll forward those to you and see. Maybe they'll help.
Okay. Thank you very much.
And just be warned, we're notoriously 50-50 on everything we do, so you'll be just as confused after you read those emails, but we'll try to help.
Thank you.
Cool. Thanks for sharing the story with us, Ashley.
No problem.
Take care. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Here, Bird Show.